You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from March 27th, 2002.
Once again, here's Brian Walker. Brian, I get questions during the course of the show by computer. And Charlie in Edmonton, Alberta asks, has the rocket guy ever skydived, even once?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I started thinking, actually, it's funny, I made my first parachute jump in 1972 when I was 16.
Oh.
And that was in the days of old. All they had was military surplus equipment. And on my fourth static line jump, I climbed out of the airplane and I was ready to go. And the instructor grabs my shoulder and he says, get back in the plane. And the static line was actually wrapped around my arm.
Oh, my God.
Had I jumped, it probably would have been all over. And I couldn't jump. I had to get back in the plane. He undid it. I climbed back out. But that was it. My mind froze and I couldn't jump. And it took me almost 20 years to face that fear and get up there and jump again. And
With that in mind, and what you have in mind, how does all that square? I mean...
Basically, facing fear and getting past things. Skydiving nowadays has become such a completely different activity than it was 20 years, 30 years ago. The equipment is far more sophisticated, three times more reliable than the person jumping it. And, you know, it's just like it's a matter of where you are in your head. Are you
okay, so you're now comfortable anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all right. Completely.
All right, the craft that you're going to launch, even your test rockets, mm-hmm. Are they going to be reusable?
Yes, that's one of the biggest with this test rocket.